الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا وكريمنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين. All praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only, the one to whom we wholeheartedly surrender, submit, the one to whom we shall all return, the one who has all power, might and control, and the one who sent the most beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide our hearts and our minds and to take us back onto the path of Jannah, the path of peace and the path of Islam. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble family and the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. And may we all be gathered together on the day of Qiyamah beneath the flag of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and enter all alongside the Nabiyeen, the Mursaleen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. Allahumma Ameen. I want to begin today with a beautiful historical story and then inshaAllahul Aziz we will dive into our topic of discussion today. Once during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Khalifa of Islam, he once set out towards Sham, Greater Sham as at that time as it was known, which encompassed Lebanon and various other countries including Palestine, etc. So he went to Sham and alongside him was Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala and these two individuals. And during their journey towards Sham, they encountered a valley or a creek or a very, very difficult path which they had to cross in order to continue onto their journey and get to their final destination. So what did Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu do? He dismounted, came off his camel, and then he took his slippers off, put them beneath his arms, and picked up his clothes and made sure he protected them as much as possible, and then he just proceeded through the valley towards the other side. But as they were going through that valley, there was lots of impurities there. There was mitti, there was soil which was wet, and various other things which spoiled the clothes and the state of Sayyidina Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And so they became very muddy. He wasn't as presentable as he should have been perhaps, or as a leader that we imagine to be, especially the Khalifa, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. So when they reached on the other side, his companion, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala, and he said to him that, my leader, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I fear that when we reach the people and you are in this particular state, they might think less of you. They might not give you the honor that you deserve because of the way that you appear, the way that your clothes are, the way that you have mud on you, the way that you are carrying your slippers, the state that you are in, and perhaps that they will assume that you are a man without izzah, a man without honor. This is what he said, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, because this was his outward perception of what Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu appeared to be. At that very particular point, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu became extremely angry, and we know how tenacious and how ferocious he was as an individual. He became very angry and he said, Wallahi! He took an oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if it was anyone else other than you, then they would have seen my anger and they would have seen my wrath for the statement that you have made. And then after that, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and made a very powerful and a very profound statement that we should all reflect upon in our own personal lives, and also as a community and as an ummah, we should look at this particular statement of Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab at that time. He said, "Inna kunna adhalla qawmin, فَأَعَزَّنَا اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَا اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ." That, yeah, Abu Ubaidah, we were the most despised, we were the most disgraced and dishonorable people on the entire face of the earth. What did these people used to do? Fornicate openly, prostitution was rampant, worshipping hundreds and hundreds of different statues and idols, having no equality, love or respect or honor amongst any other, or amongst themselves, just looking at the ethnicity and the tribe and the power. He's bringing all of that together and he's saying, we were the most disgraced and despised and dishonored people on the face of the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with Islam. That this is where we get our izzah from. Not from people, not from politicians, not from our community, not from the media, not from society, not from any of these worldly things. But our honor and the source of all of our honor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the statement continues and he says, فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ, that if we ever, whenever, however, if we are in the pursuit and we seek honor other than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than from Islam, then we will always be disgraced and dishonored. We will only receive izzah and honor. We will only be respected and elevated before each other, before the world and society, if we seek it via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via the deen of Islam, via the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his profound statement, which we should all reflect upon. Because every single one of us, from children to elders, from those who are rich and those who are poor, those who are young and those who are old, those who are strong and those who are weak, we all seek some form of honor. Our children want honor from the parents. They want the parents to embrace them and love them. This is a form of honor for the children. And our parents want honor from their children for them to show respect and kindness and dutifulness towards their parents. We as siblings, as individuals, as family members, when we stand up for somebody, we show them that we are honoring them. When we tell them to sit in our place, we are honoring them. When we see guests and we share our food with them, we are honoring them. We are constantly seeking honor and giving honor to each other. But look at how the society now works. Before, we sought honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is Al-Aziz, the one of great power and might, the one of honor itself. And whenever Islam or Muslims received any honor, they would always say, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي, that this is all, this honor is from my Lord. This favor, this bounty, this izzah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah azza wa jal. We always return back to Allah azza wa jal because we knew He is Al-Aziz. But nowadays, whenever we achieve anything, we say, I did this. We did this. It's all me. It doesn't go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are seeking the honor of the dunya. We want a first in our degree. We want to have a particular car to show how honorable this person is. When our MPs or our politicians, they fly in their own private jets. And if their red carpet is not rolled out, then they feel they have been dishonored. If there are 20 dishes not served to them, they feel they have been dishonored. We are constantly seeking this honor, whether it's through likes and shares, through following on social media, in the TV or the newspaper, in society. We look which nation is honored and which nation is disgraced. Which community has a good, honorable reputation, which countries do not. We are constantly seeking this honor, but we fail to recognize that إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that indeed all honor actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that izzah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is for the mu'mineen. Why do the mu'mineen receive the izzah? They receive it because of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Why does he receive it? Because he received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have any recognition, any honor, it is solely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even today, why are all of us here? You may say to pray, you may say to seek forgiveness, to seek closeness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but deep down what it is to seek honor from Allah azza wa jal. Because on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, there'll only be two categories of people, those whom will be honored and those whom will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Those whom will be honored and entered into the gardens of paradise, and those who are disgraced will be thrown into the fire of hell. So this is what we are here to earn, and this is what we seek from the young age. We're constantly seeking it, but our compass is in the wrong direction. We should always be seeking honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just give you a few examples from the life of the Sahaba ikram and how they honored their religion. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, and when he became a Muslim, he accepted Islam. His mother, she was a non-Muslima. And she said to him straight away that until you do not leave this religion, I will go on a hunger strike. I will not drink anything and I will not eat anything until you reject this religion of yours. I want you to honor me. I don't want you to honor this religion. So she went on a hunger strike for days, and he would continue to visit her and say, oh my beloved mother, please eat, please drink. And she carried on for days and weeks on end until she became extremely frail by not eating and drinking anything. And she said, I'm going to die. I want you to leave the religion. But look at how Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and honored the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, honored his deen and honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh my beloved mother, you are beloved to me and I honor you as much as I can. But even if you were to live 100 times and even if you were to die 100 times in succession, I would still not leave Islam for the honor that it has bestowed upon me. But how many of us are very quick to throw away the honor of Islam for some money, for some fame, for a position, for some power, for some influence, to be accepted in society, for something, when you don't realize that true izzah and soul izzah is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have any honor, it is because of Islam. Because of Islam, because of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummahatul mu'mineen, Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, she was sat there once at home, and her father Abu Sufyan, who was at that point a non-Muslim, he entered, and when he entered into the home of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he attempted to sit on the bed of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But our mother, Umm Habiba, what did she do? As soon as she saw her own father come into her home, essentially, to visit her, she folded up the bed of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "You cannot sit here. You cannot dishonor this place of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam." This is how they honored the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is how they honored Islam. This is how they always honored the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many of us now in this day and age, in this era, are seeking honor, but we're seeking it from the shaitan. We're seeking it from the dunya. We seek it from other people who have no honor themselves. There will come a time when honor will be lost, when trust will be lost, and people will go to these people, but they will not have any honor whatsoever. And this is the world that we are currently living in. So honor is from Al-Aziz, the most honorable, which is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is Izzah? Linguistically speaking, there is no actual equivalent translation of the word Izzah in the English language from the Arabic. Izzah encompasses might. Izzah encompasses power. It encompasses honor. It encompasses dignity. It encompasses respect. It encompasses glory, pride, and confidence. All of these things come under Izzah. But look at us as individuals, as a society, as a nation, as an ummah. Where is our might? Where is our power? Where is our honor gone and our dignity, our respect, our glory? Where is our pride and our confidence? We've thrown it all away because we don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our izzah, brothers and sisters, is in our pride and our confidence of our deen. When we pursue and seek izzah from anything other than the deen, we will not find it. But when you are proud of your deen, when you are confident in your deen, in your values, and in your identity, then your izzah will come through Islam, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many of us do not seek that izzah from Islam. We seek it from other than Islam. Izzah is not something which is tangible, that you can go and you can buy it off the shelf, or somebody can just give it to you and say, "Here it is." It's not something that you can tangibly touch or smell or feel. It is something which is far more noble and intrinsic, that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given to those people who honor Allah azza wa jal, who honor His religion, who honor His commands, who honor His prohibitions, who honor His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is true izzah, true honor, true power, true might. This is what izzah is for Muslims. But we have lost all of that because we are pursuing izzah of the dunya, but not izzah of the hereafter. Izzah is that yaqeen, that conviction of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and expecting only the reward from Allah azza wa jal. If we do not honor a certain individual, then our applications from the top of the pile goes to the bottom of the pile. Or we may be rejected from society or ostracized by society, but no, we will continue to honor the sha'air of Allah, continue to honor the commands of Allah, because we know only the reward and izzah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not in the hand of any individual, it comes from Allah azza wa jal. Izzah is that yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-razzaq. So we do not humiliate ourselves before anyone. The people of Gaza have izzah. They are not begging before any individual because they know their izzah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not selling their deen short and selling everything away because they know their izzah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Izzah is in the yaqeen, in the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verses of the Quran, especially when we say, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That nothing whatsoever can befall us unless God decrees it. No one can take away your izzah unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away. Allah is our protector, and upon Allah do we only rely. This is what the believers say. Izzah is believing in the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially when he said, احفظ الله يحفظك, that be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. That be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find Him at your side. إِذَا زَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. That whenever you ask, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you need help, وَإِذَاسْتَعِنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you need help, then seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that if the entire world were to gather together in order to help you, they would not be able to help you except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it for you. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And if all of the world gathered together to harm you, they would not be able to harm you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages are dry. This is what it means to seek honor in the ahadith, in the commands of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We as Muslims, unfortunately, as individuals, as well as a nation, we have forgotten what true izzah is. And how we need to regain that izzah. The only way to regain that izzah, brothers and sisters, is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, the most honorable Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. If anyone ever assumes, even for a moment, even for a lapse of a moment, that they can seek izzah and honor and recognition other than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that they will be disgraced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Give glad tidings, inform the hypocrites. And try to apply this verse today in what's going on with the rest of the world. Give glad tidings to the hypocrites that for them is a painful punishment. Those who take disbelievers as their allies instead of believers, do they seek honor from them? Now look at how different nations are coming together. They're trying to support each other's honor and their recognition and to, you know, make sure that their reputation doesn't go down. They want to seek honor through these people. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Do you think that these people, these munafiqeen, these hypocrites, these non-Muslims, they have izzah? Indeed, all izzah belongs solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So what is wrong with me? What is wrong with you? When we are going to the world to find izzah, to find honor, to find recognition, to protect our reputation, when instead we should be going to Al-Aziz ourselves. Our izzah comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we not going to Allah azza wa jal to seek that izzah? We should not be seeking izzah, honor and recognition from hypocrites, from the disbelievers, or even from the declining colonial superpower of the world now. Our izzah is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our izzah is only via Islam. Our izzah is only via the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And to Allah belongs all honor. And who else does honor belong to? To the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is also worthy of that honor if you are true believers, if you are true followers of the Messenger, if you are true followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then honor will also belong to you. If we are dishonored and disgraced at this moment in time throughout the world, ask yourself how many of us are true believers and true followers of ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the ahkam of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, of the prohibitions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah mentions at the end, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, don't truly know what honor is. Honor on the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers and sisters, will be shown to the people of Gaza, will be shown to the people of Yemen, will be shown to the people of Syria and all over the world where Muslims have been harmed and wronged. Izzah on that day will be shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon just a hafiz. A hafiz will be there, and the parents of the hafiz, they will be given crowns which will shine greater than the greatest stars of the universe. and they will be placed on pulpits which will be full of nur. This is the izzah and the honor given to the parents of the hafiz. Imagine the izzah given to the hafiz. Imagine the izzah that will be given to the shuhada, the salihin, the siddiqeen. So we should not be seeking izzah just from the world. We should be seeking izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we seek it in the service of our deen, in service of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can in His own ways bestow upon us izzah in this dunya and also in the hereafter. But for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. But up until then, you must not weaken, you must not grieve, you must not give up hope. You will be superior and you will gain that honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are true believers. So our izzah came from our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gave it to us via Islam, who gave it to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the izzah of Islam for us all is there. If we go back to Islam and we go back to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, as Muslims, we are already aziz. What does that mean? We are dear. We are honored. We are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best nation ever. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation produced and sent out as an example for mankind. Why? Because we enjoin that which is right and we forbid that which is wrong, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where our izzah and our honor comes. This survey was not done by a company, was not done by any other individual. This statement and survey was done by Al-Aziz himself, the most honorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself declared it, that you are Aziz. You can have this honor, but as long as you follow me, as long as you follow the deen of Islam, as long as you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with izzah and honor and recognition in the dunya. And more importantly, He honors us in the hereafter as well. Why? Why do we have izzah? Because we have the best deen given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the best ummah as prescribed by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been given the best prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been given the best life to live by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have the best izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear brothers and sisters, don't seek this izzah from the dunya. Don't seek it from other means and politicians and society. Seek it from Al-Aziz himself. Seek it in your religion, in your Lord, by following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, izzah is to be proud, is to be confident, is to be dignified, and to be honorable, and to be empowered for Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the service of Islam, and in following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our izzah is indallah. We don't need to listen to the disbelievers or non-believers. We don't need to listen to the social media or anything else. Our izzah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zulul remind us, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever kills a believer intentionally, then his place is in the fire of hell for eternity, wherein he will abide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with him, and the curse of Allah azza wa jalla will be upon those people. So our izzah doesn't matter if they bomb us, or they shoot us, or do anything else, or they take away the recognition of a state or an entire nation. It doesn't matter, because our izzah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah al-Aziz, the following week I will give you 3 points on how we need to follow this particular plan, on how to find izzah in the correct way, and how to follow the two commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to have izzah internally in the dunya, and most importantly in the hereafter. Wa qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran. Chand elanat aap